There I was, standing just right outside the airport exit, breathing in the air, the scenery, and the sounds of Kulangata, where everything is so familiar, but so different at the same time. I tucked my bag and embarked on my journey on foot to my hostel. Upon arrival, I grabbed the knob and twisted it open to discover a small room with 6 bunk beds with minimal space to walk in between. A full body mirror in the corner and the faint smell of wood filling up the room. The room was quiet and empty, mainly because it was off-peak travel season for backpackers. So I entered, looking for the bed to unload all of my stuff and rest my head on. That was when I heard a rustle and turned my head, where to my surprise, I made eye contact with a Miss Rhonda Grace. Rhonda is a curvy woman with typical features that you see in any other women in the country. She sat in her corner bottom bunk bed, holding on to a small duffel bag, wearing a pink t-shirt and blue jeans, along with a pair of shoes that had LED lights installed in the outsoles of her shoes. Not the kind that you usually see children wear. "Your shoes are really special," I struck up a conversation with her, and Rhonda chuckled in response. And that was how our friendship began. Nightfall came, and Rhonda and I talked all night long about each other's lives, be it hobbies, passions, or experiences. No stone was left unturned, and the funny thing is, we did not once feel bored or tired. Rhonda then stood up from her bed, walked towards the mirror, and knelt in front of it to check if her hair curls were still intact. She then spoke up and shared the fact that she works as a cashier at a Kmart, which was not something that I thought much about. So I nodded as a sign for her to go on. She then turned to me with a confident smirk and said, "The job's relatively easy. Doesn't require much effort, and I pretty much know everything in and out because I've been in this role for nearly 15 years. 15 years? I asked Rhonda with my eyes wide open. Rhonda mentioned that she turned 32 that year. So that would mean that she has worked as a cashier in Kmart since she was 17 years old. And that came as a shock to me. I then asked Rhonda, "Just what about Kmart is so special for you to be able to stay there for so long?" Rhonda, with her pink cheeks and a big grin, said, "Nothing special. The money isn't much, but the hours are pretty flexible." I took a pause to digest my disbelief and replied, "If it were me, my family would definitely be taken aback." Rhonda tilted her head, furrowing her eyebrows looking all puzzled at me and asked, "Why?" I replied to her saying, "In my culture, a job is not only a means to earn a living, but it's also a measure for dignity and pride." Rhonda, still looking very puzzled, replied, "Let me share you this one saying I learned that changed my life, which is, there is only one purpose to life, and that is to earn to live, not to live to earn. And it has been my life motto ever since." Rhonda then proceeded to tell me to live my life more carefree, and I just nodded in agreement. But I sat there, thinking to myself, just how many people in this world can actually afford or even dare to live a life like Rhonda's?